You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast with Minister Andre Jordan. I'm glad to be in the studio today, just bringing you an encouraging and an uplifting word from the Lord. Today we want to take a look at Luke 15. We're going to look at the story of the prodigal son. Before we get into the teaching, I just want to pray, Father, thank you so much for the opportunity every week to be on the radio station, to be able to share the word of the Lord with the people of God, to be able to be here as a divine moment for someone that is searching for answers, someone that needs you, Father. I pray that the radio broadcast would touch hearts and souls at people's lives would be changed and transformed and come into the knowledge of Christ. Souls would be saved. People would be delivered. People would be encouraged. People would be reminded of how much you love us. God, you're good. And help me to share that today in today's teaching. Thank God for the Victory International Praise Ministries, our pastors, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa. We appreciate the man and the woman of God today. Victory is always at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You always have a standing invitation. Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7, come and be with us. We're getting into the word of the Lord today. We're looking at Luke 15. We're starting at verse 11. The title of this teaching is No More Scraps. Our apostle taught a message from a whole different passage, and in his teaching, he just said the word no more scraps, and it stuck with me. It stuck with me, and I began to think about how the life of the prodigal son, we know this. We've all been prodigal because there's no way we could not be prodigal before we came and accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So we've all been prodigal before salvation. And so I thought about our lives. I thought about the life of a prodigal, but then I also thought about the life of when we accept Christ and we're still living with the prodigal mindset. And so let's look into the word and let's find answers in the word about how we can live no more scraps life, the abundant life that the Lord has for us. Luke chapter 15, turn in your Bibles if you have them, read the word with me today. And he said, Jesus is talking. Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. I've got two sons in real life. And the younger of the two sons said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. Give me what you're going to give me. It belongs to you, Father. It's your stuff, but give me what you've said and purposed in your heart to give me. And the Father, good Father, divided unto them his living. So he divided unto both of them. Okay? So it wasn't just that he divided unto the younger son. He divided also unto the elder son. It was the younger son, though, that came and insisted or demanded or asked or requested or inquired, give it to me now. Give it to me now. Even though I'm not ready to handle it, even though I'm spiritually immature, give it to me now. And the Father obliged. The Father gave it to him. Right there, how many times have we asked God for something that we're immature, not ready to handle, and he gives it to us? He knows we're not ready. He knows we're immature. He knows we're going to make a mess, but he gives it to us to teach us. Verse 13, and not many days after the young man, the young son made the request, not many days after the young son, the father said, okay, obliged, split it between the elder son, split it between the younger son. Not many days after that happened, here comes the younger son. He gathers all together his stuff, and he took his journey into a far country. And while he was far away from the father, out of the father's eyesight, maybe out of communication with the father, doing his own thing, living his best life, so they say, and he wasted his substance with riotous living, living without restraint, riotous, doing anything he wanted to do, any thought that came to him to do, riotous living, unrestrained, no restraint. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He was in a far country, living wild, living riotous, living without restraint, anything go kind of living. We can imagine, because you know why? We've done it. We've lived without restraint. We've lived outside of the Father's ordinances and laws and precepts and the Word of God. We've done it. We've all can. There was a place where we all have had a riotous life outside of Christ. So then he spent it all, got nothing to show for what the Father. Sometimes it takes years to establish. And here it is, the younger son has wasted it. It doesn't tell us how long, but he had spent it all, just spent it up. Then now there arises a famine in the land. And the younger son begins to be in want or in lack or in need. Got nothing, spent it all, went through it like it was water. And the younger son, he went and he joined himself to a citizen of that country. Found somebody. A citizen of the faraway country. And the citizen sent him into his fields to feed swine. So he found someone that would let him work in the fields. Let him work to feed his pigs, his swine. And the young man, we know in the Jewish culture, pigs are considered unclean. So it's not a job that would have been desirable. It speaks to the low level that he went to. It speaks to how low he got. Sometimes we're low. We're low in emotions. We're low in our mindsets. We're low, meaning depressed or oppressed. We get low.
Life brings us low. Situations bring us low. Health challenges can bring us low. We begin to think outside of God. We begin to think negative, depressive thoughts. We begin to think like this is going to be our portion forever thoughts. Low level. And while he was in this place of low, in the fields working to feed pigs, swine, and it says he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the pigs did eat, and no man gave to him. This is all he had. Nobody was giving him. Nobody was, I'm sure when he had all the money, all the wealth of his father's inheritance, he probably was whining and dining. Because listen, you can always find a friend if you spend your money foolishly. If you're always the life of the party, follow me, you're out living riotous living, you're buying all the drinks, you're picking up the tab. You can always find a friend or someone that's like a parasite or to leech off of you. You can always find a friend, but it says he would have filled his belly with the same slop, the same husk that the pigs did eat, and no man gave unto him. No man provided for him. No man took care of him. No man said, come and eat at my table today. No man did that. And when he, verse 17, came to himself, he said, the younger son said, how many hired servants are in my father's house and they have bread enough to spare? My father has many hired servants and he takes such good care of them that they eat bread, but the servants have enough bread to spare. And here I am perishing with hunger. Here I am in a bad state. Here I am in a bad place. Can I just stop in the middle of this parable that we're looking at in Luke 15? And can I say to you and ask you, repeat after me, I declare no more scraps. Come on. I declare no more scraps in Jesus' name. I declare no more scraps in Jesus' name. No more scraps in how I think. No more scraps in what I say. No more scraps in what I do. Come on, we believe the word of the Lord. The younger son, verse 17, he came to himself. It's possible to lose ourselves. It's possible to not act like ourselves. It's possible to not act like the word we know. It's possible for us to fall in a place and in a mindset and get low within ourselves, within our spirits, within our minds, within our soulish places. It's possible for us to get low and do and act in ways we would not have acted. But when we acknowledge God, he will lift us up out of those low places. He will lift us out of dark places. He will lift us out and deliver us from spirit of oppression. He'll deliver us from the spirit of depression. He'll deliver us. Let me say this. Let there be light today. I declare, let there be light today. Let there be light in how we think. Let there be light in how we see and perceive. Let there be light. The light of God shine forth today. The light of God break forth today in how we're thinking. The light of God break forth in how we're speaking. We have what we say. We eat the fruit of our words. Let there be light. God, turn the light on and let the darkness flee. Let the darkness scatter. The young man said, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants, verse 17, Luke 15, of my father's have bread enough to spare, and yet here I am perishing with hunger. I'm hungry. I'm in famine. I'm in lack. I'm in need. I am in want. And he remembered the scripture. Come on. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why are we living with the scraps? Why are we existing on the scraps? Why are we willing to accept scraps? No more scraps in Jesus' name. I declare no more scraps in how I think. No more scraps in what I will accept. No more scraps in what I will do. But I will do and be all that God has called me to be. I will walk and live the abundant life that God has for me. No more scraps in Jesus' name. Verse 18, the younger son said, I will arise and go to my father. I'll get up from here. Can I say to you today, get up. Get up literally. Get up physically. Get up in your mind. Come up from the low place. Come up from the depressed thoughts. Come up from it'll never change. Come up from it'll always be. Come up from the lie of the enemy. Wake up. Get up. Come up. Arise. He said, I'll arise and I'll go to my father. That's what's wrong. That's how we get to the low place. That's how we fall into riotous lives. That's why we fall into a backslidden life. That's why we fall into it. We leave the Father. Whatever is wrong, look at our relationship to the Father. Are we with the Father? Is the Father in us as he made his abode? He comes in us to live and to dwell. Jesus comes in us to live and to dwell. How am I? How are you in the Father? I'll arise and I'll go back to my Father, and I will say to my Father, Father, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned before thee. I will, number one, arise. I will, number two, go back to the Father. Go back to the Word of God. The Word of God is the instructions from the Father. The Word of God is alive and it's living. I'll arise. I'll get up. The first place to get up is in our minds. Get up in how we think. The Word of God declares, as a man thinketh, so is he. So we are based on our thoughts. So we got to get up and get right thinking. Then we got to get up and speak right words. And we got to get up physically and get to moving. Get back to the Father. For some of us, that means getting back to the house of God and in community of believers, in community, in fellowship. Get under a pastor that can shepherd your soul and watch for your soul and keep you covered in prayer. I'll go back to the Father. Why? Because God has ordained and instituted the house of God, the assembly and gathering together of believers, that we would be strengthened, that we would sharpen one another. I'll arise and go back to my Father. I left my Father. We saw it. He got his stuff. He received the blessings of the Father, the inheritance of the Father, but he didn't want to submit to the Father. We'll get up and arise and go back and submit to the Father. Number three, we will acknowledge, I will say, the younger son said, I will say to the Father, I got something to say to the Father. Father, I'll acknowledge I sinned against heaven. Father, I repent. This is a picture of repentance. Father, I've sinned against heaven. Father, I've sinned before thee. I repent. I repent. I messed up. I chose wrong. I did wrong. I sinned against heaven. I sinned against you. Our sins are against the Father. We must acknowledge. So we see step one, arise in how you thinking and what you saying and what you're doing. Step two, return to the Father. May the prodigals return to the Father. If you're listening today, you're prodigal from God. Number one, return and come back. Let's keep reading. Acknowledge your sins. Repent. If you don't know how to repent, read this passage of scripture, Luke 15, verse 18. Acknowledge your sin. God, I messed up. God, I'm sorry. God, I sinned against you. I sinned against heaven. Acknowledge I did it. Don't blame God. Don't blame no one else. Acknowledge you. You chose. You decided. You walked away. Come back. It doesn't matter that you walked away. Let's read verse 19. He said, continuing in his repentance, he said, I'm no more worthy to be called your son. He said, just make me as one of the hired servants. Why? Because God, you're good, even as a master. You're good. You're good to the servants. I know I had it made when I was your son, but listen, I messed up so bad. I don't even want you to count me as your son. Just take me on as a servant. Just take me on as a servant. Verse 20, and he, the son, arose, and now he prepared what he was going to say when he met him. So then he arose, and he came to his father. I love the Lord today. He's good. He's a good father. But when the young son was a great way off, his father saw him a great way off. His father saw him before he made it up to him. The father sees you a great way off. When you're in sin and trespasses of sin, the father already sees. He already knows. The son comes to him. So verse 20, the father saw him a great way off. While he was off, while he was way off, the father saw him. His father had compassion. Jesus has compassion on you and I today. The father is filled with compassion for us because he loves us. He loves us in spite of us, despite of us. He's filled with compassion. And the father, in his compassion, he ran and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. This is filthy, dirty, smelling like swine, having been working and feeding the pigs, needing a bath, needing food, in lacking and want. And the father, motivated by love. Never forget, the father is motivated by love. The father is love. What kind of love is this that the father has bestowed? This is a picture on us. While we're in our least worthy state, he loves us. Declare it today. God, thank you for your love. Thank you for your loving me. Don't let the devil cause you to not believe and accept and receive the Father's love. You haven't messed up too much that the Father don't love you. He's not gonna throw you away. He's a father that will leave the 99 to go get the one and rescue you. Today, I pray that the Lord would rescue you out of the low place, out of the backslidden place, out of the riotous living place, out of the place of pride, out of the place of disobedience, out of the place of rebellion. God, deliver us today and set us free. We want to come back. Sometimes people want to come back to God, but they think I've done too much. It's too late. It's not too late. That's a lie from the enemy, because the enemy wants to keep you in bondage. It's not too late. God loves you. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about his loving you. There's nothing you could do to stop his loving you. Look at the Father. He arose and he came to his father. Verse 20, chapter Luke 15. But when he was a great way off, the father saw him. The father saw him a great way off. We don't know if he saw the father. Now he was headed back to him. Before he could make it to him, the father saw him. The father ran. The father fell on his neck and kissed him. The father misses you. Those of us that have been saved and walked away from the father, he misses you. He loves you. He wants you. His arms are open to you. He's running to you. Open up to him. Receive him. He kissed him. And the son began to talk to the father. He said, Father, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned in your sight. There's nothing God don't see. No matter how you in the darkest hole and pit in your life, God see you. God is light. and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. It's not because you're worthy. It's because he's God. It's because of Christ. It's because Christ's righteousness has been imputed to you. When you accept and receive them, just accept him. Just accept him. Just come back. Get up in your mind. I'm going back to my Father's house. I'm going back to God. I'm going back, and I'm going to submit myself this time. I'm going to walk in obedience this time. I'm going to stay with the Father this time. God, give us grace and strength to come back. God, give us grace and strength to return to you. God, give us grace and strength to obey you. But the Father said to his servants, the young man repented, and he said, Father, I've sinned against you. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. But the Father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put the ring on his hand, put shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf. Kill it, let us eat, let us be merry, let us celebrate, because my son who was dead, I thought he was dead. I didn't know where he was. When we go back into the world and walk away from God, he said, the Father said, my son is alive again. He was lost. We've all been lost. We've all been wandering. We've all been lost, dead in trespass and sins. But the Father said, my son is alive. He was lost, but he's found. And they began to make merry. So we've looked at today, Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 24. The topic today, no more scraps. And I just pray today that the word is ministering to you. And I pray that as you evaluate where you are in God, are you living on the scraps? Have you walked away? Are you in want and need? I want you to know, especially God loves you. And that's not the life he has for you. God has the life where you sit and eat at his table. God has the life where you live without lack and want in the Father's house. So I pray the broadcast has been a blessing to you. We're Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Come and be with us. I want to really quickly shout out a business spotlight. The business is Tops Down Tree Service. The owner, Karis Circle, can be reached at 321-514-8269. Dustin Noss, 321-423-2895. They offer all kind of tree services, tree service, tree trimming, landscape design, stump grinding, stump removal, weeding, planting, rocks, mulch. They do pressure washing. They do concrete pavers. Give them a call today. Tops Down Tree Service, 321-514-8269. Let them know you heard about the business on the spotlight on the Victory International Praise Ministries radio broadcast. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for tuning in. See you, Lord willing, next Thursday right here. Same dial, same time.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your
praise
copy
the Lord
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321 514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11.